Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P. How y'all doing tonight? It is Saturday, and I am just loving that it's snowing outside. It gives me a reason to stay put, you know? So when it snows outside and, you know, I can't get nowhere, it kind of gives me solitude in a sense, if that makes sense, because it just reminds me, like, you need to slow down, take it slow, relax, take time to smell the roses, that type of thing. So today was definitely a lazy day, and I hope everyone made it to their destination safely, and I hope everyone was having a great, productive day. On today's show, we're going to be interviewing Carshay. She's an amazing R&B singer, and our guest host on the show tonight is going to be I'm Smack Boy. So that's C.R. Bundy, and that's Flip. So I'm totally, totally stoked to have them on the show tonight. So I'm definitely looking forward to what's to come. So for all those that want to tune into the show tonight, have any questions about the topic of the day, which is invasion of privacy. We all kind of like, you know, resonate with that topic. Give us a call in at 818-495-6975. I think this is the Smack Boys now. Let's give a call in. Is this the I'm Smack Boys?
Smack. How you doing, Missy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We're trying to get smacked tonight.
On the agenda. Hey, what's going on, Flip and CR? It's totally, I'm just like so stoked. I'm cheesing. Like, if you guys could see my face, it's like the biggest Kool-Aid smile. I think he has nothing on me to Kool-Aid me, and they might even fire him and give me his job.
Cut it out. Gas is expensive nowadays. Gas.
So, you know, when I post that you guys are going to be on the show tonight, you know, the listeners of the Into Show is definitely like, who are these guys? Like, who is the Smack Boys? So tell us a little bit about
Smack.
The Smack Boys, you know, and your show that's launching sooner than, you know, anybody can really think. Tell us about it.
I mean, Smack, we basically aiming toward the Smack Nation, man. Everybody who gets smacked, everybody who drink, who smoke, you know what I mean? Y'all should definitely listen to us, because everything you think about when you're smacked, or may say when you're smacked, in that state of mind, that's what we basically do. We get on and we talk about it. That's what we do. I mean, like, I'm seeing y'all, by the way, speaking.
It's going
to be real crazy. Real crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
Real crazy.
Real crazy. And I'm definitely ready for real crazy. Yeah. So I was super excited to have you guys on the show, because I was just telling all the listeners, like, these boys are really hilarious. Trust me.
We try. I mean, but it's not that we try. It's just a natural thing from being smacked. You know what I mean?
It really be flowing.
It do.
Definitely.
It
do. So when can people look forward to tuning into you guys' show? Have you guys came up with the schedule and everything yet, or am I just jumping the gun a little bit?
I mean, you're not jumping the gun. I feel, you know what I mean? We want to get, you know, definitely towards the weekend area where everybody's definitely smacked, you know, smack day. You know what I mean? During the week, everybody's working. So we're trying to aim towards a little, probably like a Friday, Saturday thing. Probably like a pregame. I mean, yeah, exactly. You see how you got your show at 6? We probably follow you at 6:30, maybe 7. My pregame. No, pregame, so everybody getting snacked and saucy before they go out into the club, you know, or chilling the crib, whatever they might do. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely. So for all those of my, you know, listeners out there that drink and smoke, definitely tune into the Smack Boys. Where can people find you guys? Like, do you have, like, a Twitter and, you know, Facebook and all that stuff that people can kind of follow the show?
I mean, it's under construction right now. You know what I mean? Under construction. So,
yeah, everything under construction. I was going to put everything together before we get out there.
Okay, definitely. So basically what I'm going to do is stay connected to me, and I'll definitely let you guys know when the Smack Boys launch everything so you guys can follow their show. So definitely, you know,
Smack.
Right, we're definitely looking forward to all that has to come with, you know, you guys and everything like that, because like I said again, that Miss P don't say people's funny unless it's funny, and it's definitely going to be something you guys should be tuned into, whether you smoke, drink, shoot needles, whatever it is that you guys do. Did I just say that? No, I did not say
that.
Like, did I just say that?
I mean,
that?
We ain't
but,
going that
yeah.
hard. We ain't going
yeah.
that hard. Far right there.
Right, right, exactly. Right. So definitely, you know, we're going to stay tuned to that. We're going to keep our ears to the ground, and we're definitely going to be tuning into the Smack show, definitely. But on tonight's show, the topic is one that everybody can relate to, in my opinion, and that's basically privacy, you know, and I know you guys can kind of dig that. So I'm feeling real good that I have a male's perspective on this topic tonight. So, you know,
right.
I don't know who want to lead off and give their perspective on the topic tonight, privacy. So when we talk about privacy, we're talking about going through your phone, your emails, and your pockets, you know, contacting people that they think that you're with, like all these kind of crazy things that's going on in society, you know, like what do you guys, what's your feedback on this?
I mean, from the angle of coming from an ex or just anybody in private, like
that's
anybody.
In general, because, you know, you go in these relationships and it doesn't even necessarily have to be your ex. It could be the present relationship.
Right, right, right. All right. So you flip, you want to go first or, you know what I mean? What you want to do?
If you give me information, if you leave your out there for them to go through, you must want them to see something. On addition to that, me personally, I wouldn't leave my phone down. If you leave it down, you ask for someone, you ask for your girl, you ask for anybody that will go through your phone, meet you guys.
Oh, man,
Flip, are you
whatever
still there?
He just said. I don't know what he said, but.
Flip, are you still there? You're kind of going in and out.
My phone right now.
Yeah.
I'm stuck
so maybe,
right now.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should just be quiet. Let me answer it. Well, I think it's a. I'm kind of on the pro side and the con side about this situation, for the simple fact that if you have nothing to hide, there's no problem for you to be able to leave your phone out. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be nothing for you to leave your phone out. I mean, if
mm-hmm.
you have something to hide, that's, you know what I mean, you're trying to protect it, and they see that you're trying to protect it, that means you have maybe a reason to taking that action and whatnot. So I feel, you know what I mean, I'm typing on the fence with this, so I'm not really sure if, you know what I mean, if I'm against it or with it, because those that's definitely against it would definitely be feel that they're probably the ones that have something to hide, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you be
right.
real about it, keep it 100, you know what I mean? Then you won't have to worry about that situation.
Right.
That
but
problem.
In my mind, you know, CR and Flip, it's just like, I feel like there should be a certain amount of privacy, although whether you have something to hide or not, you know, that's like a whole nother topic. But the fact that, you know, if you're in these relationships or you're seeing someone and you can't trust them, is like, do you? What should you even remain in that situation? You know,
I mean,
so
trust, I feel, is like one of the major things in a relationship. You know what I mean? If you can't trust someone, there's just a lot of people that don't trust this and this get other and they still stay in a relationship. But I feel, you know what I mean, that if you definitely in a relationship, you should be able to trust that person. If you don't trust that person, you're wasting your time. You know what I mean? Because you're going to have a miserable relationship. You're always going to think that this person is being dishonest to you because you don't trust this person. So it's just like you're wasting your time. But I mean, to each his own.
Right, definitely. But I just think that, you know, there's rules. And, you know, all some people may not agree with me with this, but me definitely, I'm not the individual, or I should say the type, to go through people's stuff. Like, because I feel like if I'm looking for something, I'm going to find what I don't want to find. You know, and to just go ahead and put myself in that position to just seek and then find something like treasure, you know, it's not the same thing. Because at least with the jewels, you know, I'm like, yay, you know, I got rubies, diamonds, gold, whatever. But to find something that's going to just devastate your whole world, I mean, is it really worth it? The truth will always come out in the end, in my opinion, so to just go looking for it, I mean, I think it's some guidelines in a relationship that you should have for the individual you with. Or it should just basically be like a conversation and trying to, like, pan it out where you're not feeling uncomfortable about the situation. So if you can't talk to the person that you're with and kind of set a stage where it's like, okay, we can come and talk about anything, and if my phone happened to just be laying around you and it rings and you want to pick it up, pick it up. But at the same time, it's just like to just go and dig for stuff, really?
I mean, people are insecure. People are jealous, you know what I mean? People definitely are liars, so that's why exactly why I'm on the fence with that. Like, they say don't open the box if you ain't ready to, you know what I mean, face what's in it. But at the end of the day, it's like, you want to know if you're wasting your time. Some people need that, you know what I mean? People need that, like, type of confirmation that, all right, he's an asshole or she's an asshole or whatever the case may be.
Some people need to mind your business. You shouldn't go through the mind your business.
Definitely.
I mean, which is true, but at the end of the day, this phone.
Pick my phone up and go through nothing.
It's a phone. It's a phone. If you're gonna, if you're doing something grimy or doing something against them, I feel if you're gonna be that type of person, a person that's doing that is not gonna keep it in this phone. No one is doing dirt or she's doing dirt. They gonna keep it in their mind. So for one, I mean, if they're keeping it in their phone and they have to hide it from the significant other, then they're not playing the game right. For one, sorry.
Nah, I don't agree with that because some females are a little crazy. They may take something. You may have said something to a female friend, and they take it like you're trying to holler at them or you're doing something behind their back. It's not even like that. So they might take something the wrong way, and it ain't even like that. You know, that's what
I mean. Then that's the person that you know what I mean. You talk to. That's the person that you fell in love with, or the person you call your girl or your wife, or the case may be. That's the person you chose. So if she don't cycle, that's too much for you. Then you should make moves. But at the end of the day, I feel that she kind of have the right. But then again, yeah, it's your cell phone, it's your this, it's your that. But at the end of the day, is it that personal to one, you know what I mean, where they can't be like, oh, you can't search through my phone? But whatever.
I don't understand, because you should go through nobody's phone. Just leave it alone, because if your feelings get hurt, then it's your fault. You can't be nobody blame yourself.
But at the end of the day, if this person's feelings get hurt, then at least they know that they're now alone, no longer wasting their time. It's their decision. They have a choice now instead of being sitting back and getting played. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now I know this.
If you'd never went through my phone, everything would have been good. We'd have been chilling.
You would still love me if you didn't look at my phone.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like,
now you go to my phone, now you tight. I ain't gonna be mad. You should have never went to my phone. Now you mad by yourself.
I mean, she's mad or he's mad, whatever the case may be. But at least they finding out. At least they have a choice now. They don't have to sit back and let this person bring them the STD. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So
I'm
we have a caller. We have a caller that wants to comment on the topic. So we're just gonna take a call.
Okay.
Caller 401-288-7771. You're on the line with Miss P and the Smack Boys. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. State where you're from and your name so we can get to know you a little bit.
Okay, well, this is Enigma.
Hey, you.
Hey. You guys have me tripping. I'm laughing. I'm like, these guys are something serious.
Yeah, they're a mess, and they're actually going to be launching a show. I don't know if you caught that part of it, so I'm just super stoked to have them on the intern show today because they're launching I'm Smack Boy, so it's going to be something to look forward to, Enigma. But what's your input on the topic of tonight?
Okay, well, my theory on this is like, you know, the military. Don't ask, don't tell. I don't go through shit. I don't ask what I don't want to know, because if I go through it and I see something I don't want to see, then I don't have just cause to just, you know, blast off. I got to be all sneaky and create scenarios and be like, okay, this is how I found out, and I'm not for all that. So I don't ask what I don't really want to know. But by the same token, I can understand an insecure person will do that. They will go through your phone. They will go through your text. They will go through all that stuff. And then when it's said and done, my attitude is going to be, did you find what you were looking for? Okay, well, let's get back to emotion. You know what I'm saying? Because you have no reason to be going through my shit. And if I'm If I really need to go through sneaking and doing all this and that, then obviously you're missing the mark somewhere. So therefore, you know, charge it to yourself. That's mm-hmm. my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because I think that what people tend to do is, like, from relationship to relationship, they take that into the new relationship. And how you were treated in the last relationship or what you experienced is not the same thing, you know. So people tend to take those tendencies into the next one. So, you know, that's what
– People learn from their mistakes. People learn from their mistakes, so that's why they're not trying to make that mistake again.
But at the end of it, that's the thing, jumping from – frying pan to fire constantly is the biggest taboo. It's like the biggest no-no, but that's the same thing that everybody's prone to do. You know what I'm saying? You jump from one situation to another, and you don't fully take time to, like, you know, really reel it all in and reflect on what parts. I firmly believe nobody's going to do to me what I don't let them do. You know what I'm saying? So if anything bad happened in a relationship that I was in, it's not just their fault for doing it. It's my fault for letting it. So, you know, instead of jumping from this relationship and going into another, you know, I have to take that moment of pause to look and reflect on what characteristics do I display that allows a person to come into my life thinking they can handle themselves according to this, you know? So not to bring the next one in on past bullshit, because if that's the case, then I might as well not be with nobody at all, because every one of my past relationships with cheaters, you know what I mean?
Right.
I should be the insecure one checking, you know, looking and creeping and hiding in bushes with my little rainbow butterfly talking about, I see you, chick. I see you. What you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Good point. Good point. But can I say something here?
What?
Since you're the one that I've been cheating on, now you're the one that's out there doing the cheating because you suspect this guy to cheat on you, so you're out there doing the cheating, so you don't want him searching through your phone because you might get, he might find something that you don't want to see.
Wrong. See, no, that's the thing. I feel you with that because it all is full circle, but I was a cheater in the beginning, so it just came back. Karma just recycled itself, and I had to go through my series
of
getting cheated on.
Enigma, I like you.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
and we have some comments from the chat room, and you know, it said, "Oh my God, I love the topic. I'm guilty. Laugh out loud. I have dreams, and I check the phone." And then, you know, he says, "Don't feel bad. I'm guilty too." You know, so I guess we all can kind of resonate with this topic
guilty.
Tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're all guilty at some extent of doing something, whether it's checking the phone, the email, or just even if the phone is lighting up and you looking at who's calling and the name's popping up with the picture. Like, I'm guilty of that because I look in a minute. I won't answer. Yeah, but I'll look. I'll be trying to break my eyesight. Like, I'll put on 6 pairs of glasses for that, you know, from across the room.
I want to
see it from across the room, like through walls, you know.
You know, check it for ringtones. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm guilty of the same thing. Now, to sit here and lie and say I don't, yeah, I do. If I peep it, I'm going to speak it. But, you know, and then, you know, I throw my little slick remarks in or whatever. I'm guilty of that. Everybody's guilty to some respect. I've done it. But if I have to go back to that dream thing, yo, this is the cheater days. I'm not that person no more. But I messed up, you know what I'm saying? And I had it done to me where, you know, my ex was checking my phone and went online and got all the text messages and had the shit printed out to put in my face because I fucked around, had a dream and called the chick's name out in my sleep. And
whoa.
That got me just all kind of – yeah, I was like, oh. No,
and she must have been good. You're going to be – You gotta put us on to her, you know, because if she's that good, then we need to interview her ASAP. Like, what is
it
about
you?
You know?
Well, I want
to
know too.
I'm trying to
maybe
tell
I can find
you.
Out. Crazy.
No, she's faking it.
Definitely
find out what it is on my ass. Huh?
Uh huh. Repeat that.
That's crazy. I mean, I feel at the end of the day, if everybody just keep it 100 and be truthful and real about whatever situation they're going into, you know what I mean? They don't have to hide their phone and hide, you know what I mean? You just
right.
The gate, just be like, yo, listen, this is who I am. You're trying to hump for a couple of days. Let's do it. If not, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
some
people can get the person
that
they want.
How many people can keep it there? How many people do you really know, I mean, straight like that, can be legit and be like, look, because I know I'm that person. I'll say something, I'll, and I have. I've been like, look, I like you.
That makes
I don't want a relationship.
That makes two of us.
But Right, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a relationship. I just want to like you really good, and we can sleep together and have that arrangement.
Oh, I
think that's
right.
Not everybody can handle that.
I heard lick.
I'm keeping it 100. Let's,
yeah.
You know, I just
I
like
wrong,
it to be hard.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I love it. I also have some comments on this real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and get our person, Carshay, on the phone. But she said, yep, my dreams don't lie. I don't get mad. I eat, get even, and I spit in his food. Laugh out loud.
Whoa, time out.
Right.
Time
so
out.
This
color
is what's happening.
Moment. Color purple moment. Wait, color purple. I just had a flashback.
okay, color purple,
right?
A little
ice cold water.
Yeah, and T says basically
so
just be
that
honest.
Man.
Just keep it honest, which is really true. And a lot of people, like Enema said, just really a lot of people don't know how to keep it 100, you know. So, you know, everybody has to get some therapy and counseling on that in order for that to all work. But Enema,
I'm
I just want to thank you so much for calling in and giving us your, you know, input on the topic of the day.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. I love it.
No doubt.
And I might have to have you guest host one day. Yeah, I'm going to have you come on and guest host one day with all that energy. Seriously.
Anytime. I
okay,
enjoyed
thank
you guys.
Enjoyed you as well. Thank
smack.
You so much.
Get smacked tonight, Enigma. Get smacked.
Yeah, get smacked, definitely. So we're going to play a track, and this one is by Carshay. Then we're going to give her a call because she's actually traveling, so I want to kind of stay on a little schedule today so we can actually have her on the show and we don't have no excuses. So this one is called Around
Let's
the World by Carshay. If you want to comment on the topic or, you know, talk to the I'm a Smack Boys, they're launching their, you know, radio show sooner than later. Give us a call, 818-495-6975. Shout out to T in the chat room and shout out to Miss Ooh-wee. So here we go, Around the World.
Take me all around the world. Make me know that I'm your girl. Take me by the hand. Make me understand that you're the only man. I'm heading to your crib today. I'm thinking about the things that I want to say, the things that are there in my heart from the start. I'm ready to reveal myself. Everything about me I wanna tell. Everything that I'm waiting to do, I'm waiting to do.
Take me by the hand, make me understand.
called. How do you guys feel about that?
I love it. I mean, like, I'm trying to put a picture to the voice, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to imagine how
posted a picture
excellent
of
that might
Shay.
Be.
Yeah, I've just posted a picture of her on my Facebook wall. So for all those that are interested in, you know, finding out more about Carshay, we are about to call her up and, you know, definitely get some more input on her. And definitely I just gave y'all the link so y'all can just go straight to her, because if y'all lazy like Miss P, I don't like looking for nothing, seriously. This is why, you know, I try to make it accessible for all of my listeners. But anyway, we're going to take one more question, one more, because this person been on hold for a little bit, and then we're going to go ahead and call Carshay. 865-280-0708. Thank you. You on the air with Miss P and Smack Boys.
Smack.
Okay, so I'll be right back.
Hello?
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 Okay. All right. So I guess, you know, stay on the line and keep listening in. But you guys have to keep in mind, if you press 1, then it's going to cue me that you guys want to say something. So if you just want to listen in from your phone, and definitely don't press 1. And that way I won't put you on the air and things of that nature. So here we
–
yeah, they don't want to get – right, right.
I mean, they're about to get – you know what I mean? They'll get smacked with the smack boys. Let's do it.
Right? Miss P is even getting smacked tonight, you know, and that's all out of character. But I'm getting smacked with the boys tonight. That's happening. Okay? So
– yes.
We about to – I'm going to be high and drunk.
Let's call Carshay.
Yeah, I'm dialing her up right now. Yeah, we're definitely getting her on the line right now. So if anyone have any questions, 818-495-6975, or you can just go ahead and put them in the chat room.
Hello.
Next live.
Hey, Carshay. It's Miss P.
How are you?
On the line with my guest host tonight, the I'm Smack Boys.
How's it going, guys?
Good, and you?
Oh, we're brilliant. We're brilliant, just like you are.
Thank you. You're doing good.
That song was brilliant. I love that song, seriously.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, I know all the words, Carshay, but you know what? I'm not going to even put it out there like that. I was going to start harmonizing with it, but I didn't think it was a good look because I didn't want people to get confused that Miss P wasn't the person who wrote that song. You know, it was you.
That's okay. You can rock it wherever you go.
Okay, so definitely, now that we have you, and I know that you're in the midst of traveling and everything like that, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted you to fill us in about you. So tell us how you got started.
My whole family sings. So I'm the baby of the family, and I only followed in footsteps. So right now, I'm just basically singing everywhere. My family sings in choirs, and I started off in church. And then from there, I just moved out on my own.
Definitely. So how long about have you been singing?
Singing forever, but professionally, like wanting to make this a career, probably about 3 years.
That's it?
Just 3 years. I just started.
Well, I'm blown back.
No,
seriously.
That's talent right there.
Definitely. I'm definitely into that right there. You know, I'm sorry to sound so shocked, but, you know, it's amazing. I hear a lot of tracks all day, you know, I'm just saying. And people have been saying they've been doing it for 25 years, you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, you know, and you finally got it perfected after 25.
That's 3 years, right?
That's 3 years, right? I'm totally into it. I'm totally into it. So tell me, what inspires you and what basically inspired you to write that song in particular, Around the World?
I didn't have any inspiration for that song. I was literally sitting home listening to these beats that my friend made, and I come by this beautiful beat, and I start singing. And that's literally how it came to be. I started singing, and I'm like, you have to come over. You have to hear this song. So he comes, and he's like, you have to record this song. I'm like, okay. So I get in the studio, I think, a week later, and I started singing the song, and from there, it's just been big.
Right. It's a huge song. I mean, you went in on that one. I even listened to a lot of your YouTube videos. So for all those that don't know, you can definitely look Carshay up. She has a YouTube video, and she's singing a cappella. And I'm definitely, I don't know how I felt, but I just felt something. Okay, I'm not even going to say it, but it was just like, oh my God, like chills. It was just like the whole thing. And I was like, oh my God, she is so talented. A cappella, I mean, you singing with music is definitely a good look, but a cappella is like, it's ridiculous.
Thank you.
Is that experience, is that really like that is Wow. And Carche, right? Wait, say that again? YouTube
yeah,
at what?
Carche. Yep, Carche.
Just Carche? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely look up her.
I just seen your picture.
Yeah, go check that out, bro.
I
yeah,
just seen her picture, and I'm amazed. I'm just...
She's gorgeous.
Everyone
she's
definitely
very
is.
Much.
Yeah, she actually, yeah, she really is. I like her voice matches her photo. A lot of you don't get that a lot.
Yeah, definitely, because sometimes people have, like, these sweet voices, and they look like Predator, you know. I've
oh,
seen
I
that.
Do know. Yes,
exactly.
Do.
she's very pleasant to the eyes.
Thank
you
okay,
very
definitely
much.
Looking like Predator. Like, we don't want that.
No, that's
so
not
is there
good
any... So is there any people in the industry or any individuals right now out there that you enjoy listening to?
I just got on a Keri Hilson tip. I've been listening to her for the past maybe 2 weeks, nonstop, no other person, no other songs, just her. And I kind of go through those phases, like one week or 2 weeks it'll be, you know, Beyonce. And then the next person it'll be like Tank. So I'm a flip-flop. I'm all over the place.
Right, definitely. So that just shows that
yeah,
you're diverse.
I mean, you listen to everything. You're just not stuck on one person. That's it.
Right.
Right.
I think it's
definitely.
Very hard to find inspiration from listening to one person and one genre. I mean, I listen to R&B. I do listen to country music. I do listen to, like, pop music. I listen to, like, Maroon 5, and I listen to Rascal Flatts. And I think that's the best thing to do because you can't just get inspiration from one spot. You need to be able to be versatile in order to make it.
Definitely.
So did you think that you would ever – oh, I'm sorry, CR, go ahead.
It's okay. Where are you from? Like,
I'm originally from London, Ontario in Canada. And my family's from Nova Scotia in Canada. And
wow.
I was just in Atlanta to promote and perform.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how'd that turn out?
It was really, really good. We met a lot of good people, a lot of good connections that I have to this day. So it's been really nice. And now I just took off 4 months to relax and be with my mom. And then we're just traveling right now to Montreal and then to Toronto to do some shows, and hopefully we'll be moving on from there. I know we're going to L.A. in August to do some business meetings and stuff, so it's going to be a really good year.
Definitely. Now, Carche, I hate to put you on a spot like this, but remember you sent me that YouTube video of you singing a cappella, and I can't – I'm sorry?
Oh, yes,
save
me
from myself. Save me from myself.
Yes.
Can you just, like, sing that to the listeners right now? Because they need to understand the capacity of, you know, those vocals over there.
Okay.
So if you can just, you know, kick that out real quick, it would really make my night.
Okay, hold on. Okay. It's not so easy loving me. It gets so complicated, all the things you gotta be. Everything's changing, but you're the truth. I'm amazed by all your patience, everything I put you through. And when I'm about to fall, somehow you're always waiting with your open arms to catch me. 'Cause you're gonna save me from myself.
Okay. Yes, beautiful.
Thank
wow.
you.
See, you
wow.
guys see what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I see. I feel it too. I don't only hear it. I see it. I feel it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what's supposed to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, it makes me feel like the Little Mermaid. You know how they took her voice and put it in, like, a little shell and everything?
Yeah.
And, you know,
Ursula,
that's what I feel like doing
Ursula,
to you. Like, Ursula. Like, I feel like just taking your voice and putting it into me and just, like, I'm Carshane / Ms. T, you know, like.
Well, you can always catch me on YouTube. Don't forget.
Definitely.
Not a problem.
So tell us, what's the best advice
have you ever been given, like, the best thing that anyone has ever told you that keeps you motivated, and when you feel in a little down, you just kind of reflect on that, and it brings you back to that common ground?
The best thing I've ever been told, advice that I've been given, was no one sounds like me, and everybody does their own thing. And there's really no competition. It's just if you sing, then you bring something new to the table. So for me, it's like I'm not in competition with any of the other singers. I'm not really, you know, going out there to be better than, you know, Beyonce or be better than Rihanna. I'm just going out there to be Karshay. So for me, it's just like, just do you. That's the best thing I can tell people that someone's ever told me.
Definitely. Do you find like it's I wouldn't say struggle, but just like a real like baby step type emotion when it comes down to female artists, because I kind of hear that all the time. So I like to gauge other female artists' perspective of, you know, their steps through their career.
It's a struggle. You can use that word because I can use it. So for me, It's every aspect. Like, guys, it doesn't matter what you look like. Doesn't matter what you do. Like, if you can sing, you can sing. If you can't, you know, you can't sing. If you can rap, then you can rap. So for girls, you need to have the total package. You need to, you know, be appealing to the world, and you need to be able to sing because there are a lot of female singers. But upon that, you also need to be able to perform and basically just coexist with the people who are legendary, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of sense.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, C.R. Bundy, you know, he produces music now, just to let you know, like tracks and all that stuff too, Karshay.
Really?
C.R., the one, yeah. You know, he don't like me to blow him up like that, but I always do.
Thanks.
Well, maybe
thanks.
We need to get together. Maybe we need
definitely,
to get together and work on something.
Definitely,
yeah, definitely.
That sounds like a
yeah.
beautiful idea.
It does,
sick.
And plus he did my intro song.
Really?
So I don't know. When you listen back to this archives interview, you can definitely hear my intro song. And, you know, I had put that out there on last night's show because I played one of his tracks and, you know, let everybody know that he did the intro. And everybody's like, wow, really? I love your intro, you know. And then you get to hear my retarded laugh, too, Karshay. So you should enjoy that.
Okay. I will definitely look out for it. I promise you.
Definitely. So other than that, is there anything that you have any other hidden talents besides singing?
Okay, so I sing, and I play the saxophone as well as the trumpet. I can't do any of that stuff together on the stage, so it doesn't really help me out, but I do that. And what other hidden talents do I do? I write music. I think that's a good hidden talent that I have. I don't think a lot of people know that I write all of my music. Every single thing that I do, I write.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And the CD that I did most of the production. Like, most of the beats were from me. I've done myself. I'm very, like, musically inclined, I must say. So
right. And it's okay to toot your own horn.
You do a lot for 3 years. That's, yeah.
Well, I think I don't know. I guess when you get very interested in something and, you know, it doesn't feel like work, then you learn a lot in a little bit of time.
Definitely.
So. Definitely. Flip, did you have anything you want to ask Karshay?
Nah, y'all basically covered everything. Y'all asked all the questions I was going to ask on the
Yeah, definitely. I try to hit all of the, you know, spectrums of it all. So, you know, tell us, also, before we let you go and stuff, like, are there any other artists and things are you collaborating with now?
Right now, I'm coming out with a Christmas album for 2012. And everybody I'm collaborating with, they're underground artists, and they're all from Canada. So there's two female singers, one female rapper, and one male rapper. But everybody is people I've grown up with who, you know, should be doing big things with their music. And basically childhood friends who are into the music industry as well. And I guess I'm not really working with anybody big right now, like some big producers in Canada. But besides that, just people who are coming up like me.
Definitely, and it's always good to start with people that are around you first and
right.
foremost, you know. And in my mind, you know, what is big? what is big, because you're blessed with something one day and then it can all shatter around you the next. So to me, it's like I'm just learning how to just diffuse titles and logos and labels and stuff of that nature, because at the end of the day, if that stuff is stripped away, we're still all individuals, male,
right.
Female.
Right.
Our name is only, and our social is only something to, like trace us. It's nothing that identifies who we are as individuals and our
right.
talent and our skills. So basically, it's good that you're starting around you first. So I commend that 100%.
Right.
So tell us, where can we listen to your music and find you and everything like that? Give us all the social networks and stuff of that nature.
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Karshay. You can look up my website. It's Karshay.com. My Twitter is KarshayB. My YouTube is YouTube/Karshay2000. And if you want to find anything else about me, you can just Google it. Just Google Karshay and everything will pop up.
Yes, definitely. And we have people in the definitely in the chat room sharing your information, because I just put your link in there, and Tony, he's on it, Bicycle Tony. He's like, yes, let me let you guys know. So he reposted from his peak. Thank you so much, Tony. I'm definitely feeling that. They love your voice. They thank you, Tony.
I'm already Googling it.
Oh,
right. You already in the Google. You know, everybody's
enjoying the interview. As soon as I heard your voice, I start Googling.
Oh, man. Definitely, definitely. So we definitely want you to stay in touch with us and definitely let us know all of the upcoming projects that you have. You know, just keep me in tune, Karshay, as much as you can. And, you know, let's have you back on when you have a follow-up or something like that for anything that you're doing,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah, that's
thank you
awesome.
So much for giving me your time. You are awesome, and this is long-awaited, so I'm definitely happy about the results of this interview. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good night.
Thanks.
You too. Oh, and make sure you get back to me about your music, okay?
CR.
Oh, definitely. I'm Googling you right now.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank
right.
you.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah, so she's just a little sweetie, a little cutie patootie. Aw, make me want to pinch
her. Yeah, I love her voice.
Yeah,
she's
definitely.
Got, like, she's got, like, the sixth grade voice. I love it.
Okay.
I mean, not that
wow.
I love sixth graders. Not that I love sixth graders. I mean, it's just cute, and you know, the little cute voice.
Yeah, definitely. I was totally into it. You know, totally into that. You know, totally into it. So I'm gonna play some tracks. I was given like a lot of tracks today, and I want to give a shout out to Miss Ooh Wee, because she was like, I woke up this morning and I had so many Twitter people like, just Miss P, she said to contact you, Miss P, Miss P, Miss P, Miss P, and I'm just like, really? Like, she was on the show last night for the first time, so shout out to her again. And she has said in the chat room, like, she's gonna go hard. Yeah, she was gonna go hard, mm-hmm. and she was definitely gonna take over people's timelines and all kind of things. But
Ooh-wee,
yeah, she just went in, so
ooh-wee.
I have a lot of new, yeah, ooh-wee, like I have a lot of new people sending me tracks and things. Thank you so much for all the love. So without further ado,
thanks,
I'm going to play this, okay, Miss ooh-wee, which we're going to have her on the show, because she's also like CEO, producer, singer, writer, all those good things, so we're definitely going to follow up with her. But for now, this one is called Smoke by Ro. Enjoy.
You're listening to another
Yeah.
CE production.
Smoke some. Bitch. Ha good. Smoking now, you really on whatever. Yeah. Rope, smoke, rope.
I got racks and my racks got racks. I play with a pack. You blow trees, I just throw my shit. What you know about that? I take a seven and a natural back. Would it make a fat? With a hemp, break the light, my shit. That's gonna make you trip. You ain't smoking, I gon' smoke, and I got recipes to lift. Talking perk, zona, plus some kush. That's what's in my slip. I get high, I can't even lie. Birds are under eye. If Superman was to get this high, I know that boy would die. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song.
Cause dark fiends aren't really it's whatever. That be me, I be rolling really on whatever. Popping off to fry my brain, but I'm also clever. Take a bong and pack that shit. Fuck the things of weather. Never took when I hit that shit. My lungs been dead cause they come rip. Split that 2-3 feet long. That's my food, I name my bone. Smoke every day like Cheech and Chong. In that 40, that be my zone. Pack that 40, that be my song. Gun stop to lick it down. Ain't no puff puff passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff puff passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff puff passing on this motherfucking. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, something like my song. Ain't no buff, buff, fast, no, this motherfucking song. Nah, I posted up my flag on him. I be damn this on a whim. Smoking on this Cali bud, but it just got back from Amsterdam. Paper plans, yeah, I stay fly. Play the game, that just ain't I. My eyes stay red because I'm high. Smoking to this lullaby. Pass out, can't if I try. Just say, roll brain, riff I. Pencil on some other shit. Pencil on some double shit. See me in some trouble shit. I light them up and take one hit. Now you tell me how many it's what it takes for you to get as high as I get. No puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Something like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Something like my trunk. Ain't no buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Something like my trunk. Ain't no buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking
brain. Buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song. Hey.
You know, hey,
no
so that was
bro,
Ro, that was Smoke. So we just want to, you know, give him a shout out for, you know, submitting that track to me today. I really enjoyed listening to that.
Okay.
I like it.
Yo,
Slim, so that
ask
will
you a
be...
question.
Mm-hmm.
As a smoker, what you think about that song? You got, you know what I mean? It actually got me jumping a little bit. You know, I ain't no smoker, but it got me jumping.
So I got some knock to it. I was digging it. I was in it.
Ain't no buff, buff, passing on this motherfucking song.
Right.
Yeah,
he had it going.
My bad. I'm sorry. I got caught up in
the song. No. I mean, definitely. No. I mean, I'm just, if you guys noticed, like, I definitely let all these curse words, like, get past me today without, you know, gagging, you know, like, it's a lot of cursing going on my show tonight, you know, and I'm not with that, definitely, but, you know, I'm trying to, you know, lay back a little bit with that.
Okay. On the
behalf
of the
smash voice,
I'm sorry.
No, what I'm going to have to do, because I knew you guys were coming and I knew it was going to be a little raw, I just have to change it to explicit. Okay? I just have to say this show will be explicit.
You already pre-did that. You put it to explicit and you knew it was going to get raw tonight. I mean, it didn't even get raw yet, but I'm just saying, though.
Right.
You're trying to hold back. You know what I mean? I've been sipping and I just can't hold back. You know what I mean?
Right, like I'm drinking my little sake because I just wanted to let loose too. I wanted to go crazy too with you guys because I wanted it to be fun and let people see, like, hey, Miss P could be fun too. You know what I mean? Like, you guys don't know.
I mean, we can't get too crazy though.
Yeah,
say no,
we're not
going to
get too crazy,
though.
You know, because we need to have
crazy.
More than just the three of us, you know, because it'd just be two guys and then Miss P. What's that about? You know, then
oh,
they'd be changing
like
their perspective on Miss P.
I'm sorry.
No, it's definitely true. Like, we can't have that. We can't definitely have that. You know, that's going to change people's perspectives on me and stuff. We got to keep that. We got to
do
that offline.
Can't even say that. With two dudes involved, it's not a threesome. It's a train. Sorry.
Definitely. So we have a call on the line. 786-312-3619. Caller, you on the air with the Smack Boys and Miss P.
Yo.
Yeah. How are you tonight?
I guess y'all know who this is. This is Ro, man. I smoke. Thanks for playing with
us. Oh,
let's
do it.
Hey, let's do it.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't know
that.
That's a hot track, son. That's a hot track, son.
Appreciate that. I like that. Thank you.
All right.
You see how they just all right,
sorry.
You know what? I'm about to go get me a bag, and I'm about to roll just because of the song.
You can't get a bag. You have to get like the whole seven. at least, minimum a 7. After
okay.
that, you get the half, and then you get the whole onion. You feel me?
Exactly.
Ah, full quarter pound in 1 week.
He went to weed college.
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
He was, I was...
I went to college for weed, actually.
Okay, the professor.
I spent my whole college career dealing with that. But
definitely.
Yeah.
So the... Yeah, we have the chat room lit up saying, hey, Ro, 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 that's my boo. You know, that's coming from Miss Ooh-wee. That's her boo. So we just going to put that out there, ladies. That's Miss Ooh-wee's boo. So, you know, if you guys are even considering looking, don't, okay? Okay, and Miss Ooh-wee said, say no to drugs. Say no to drugs.
Yeah, whatever. She'll be right there with me. She don't smoke,
okay.
But she'll be right there with me.
Well, she getting contact, so she feels she's safe because she's not puffing. Huh, Miss Ooh-wee? You're
not
puffing, so you feel safe?
But contact high is stronger than the actual high sometimes in most cases. Like, you put Miss Ooh-wee in the car with me and my friends, like, it goes down 15 minutes after the session. Actually, 15 minutes into the session, you just get a little, I'm hungry. And then everybody looks at like, gosh, it was wrong, you high?
Exactly, contact. Definitely. So tell us a little bit about yourself since we have you on the air. You know, tell us where we can find your music and stuff like that.
You can find my music on Reverb Nation, Rose 40 Boy, 40 is 40, Boy, B-O-Y, Facebook.com, Rose 40 Boy. My Twitter is at IBRoe. It's I_BE_ROW. And those are my pages right there.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
I also have a Fun for Mobile page, too. If you want to download the ringtone, I have it on Fun for Mobile. And you can also find me on there as Ro.
Right, definitely. So you have to send me all that information and stuff like that. I just post your... link from Facebook on my Facebook page as I was playing your song. So people that are into that song and definitely need to get to know Ro more, definitely click on a link and, you know, have him send you all the necessaries to stay connected to him, you know. And then we'll follow up and set up a date where I can either have you on the show or maybe the Smack Boys will even have you on their show since it's a, you know, you guys can relate to each other with the smoking thing.
Of course.
Right.
Why wouldn't we just do that?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We appreciate you submitting your track, and we look forward to, you know, more working with you more and everything like that. But before I let you go, I just wanted to get your topic on tonight's topic, which is, you know, privacy and invasion of privacy. So what's your thoughts on that?
Privacy, I mean, I don't really know what to say about privacy because we don't have privacy in my relationship. It's open. Like, my phone has a lock on it, but she knows the code. And
right.
I lock my phone because I'm around a lot of people that might want to look through my phone and find something or whatever as far as my music goes and stuff like that. So I have a lock on it for that reason. She doesn't have a lock on her phone because nobody touches her phone but her. But,
right.
I mean, it's all about how you spend time with each other. If you feel like you should go looking for something, you might not be spending enough time with that person you with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to leave
definitely.
It at that.
Right, right. You know, because we know your woman's listening, so you better leave it like that. You know, that's all I'm going to say about it.
Oh, I'm not doing that because of her. I'm not doing that because of her.
You keep it real. You just keep it real. That's all.
I'm just keeping it real. Like, let's be real.
Exactly.
If you doing something,
that's an open relationship and all
you
that.
You look for the other person to do something. If you're not doing nothing, you're just going to vibe and chill and enjoy the time you have with your significant other. You get me?
Right.
Like, for you to just sit there and look for shit, keep looking for stuff, I mean, what's the point? You're not a detective.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been any murder cases. So why are you doing all that hard work for evidence? You feel me?
Exactly.
No
murder cases. I do.
Stop searching.
No murder cases. No extreme forensics, okay? No extreme forensics over
for
here,
real.
Guys. Definitely not the case. But I definitely appreciate you giving us a call in tonight. Definitely what's up. And also submitting that track to me. Definitely a hot track, and I'll keep it in rotation for you, Ro.
Thank you. And I thank you also for playing my track and spinning that, letting people know how I feel the smoke.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm definitely feeling that. You know, I have over 4,500 listeners now, so I'm definitely sure that between there's a good portion of them that can relate to that smoking. Definitely. So you have a wonderful evening, Ro, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay, right. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was so awesome. He gave us a call in and things of that nature, so it's definitely good to get to talk to him and kind of, you know, get the guy behind the music.
Shout out to Ro.
Shout out to Ro. Shout out to Miss
Ooh. That song.
Okay, for putting us on to Ro. Yeah,
that's
so we just submitted, I think we should play Miss Ooh Wee's track just behind her, man, just to keep them together. What do you guys think?
Are they two artists together? What is
yeah.
A talented relationship? What is going on here?
Right, exactly.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and do this. Let's make it happen because, you know, that's what they're asking for in the chat room. So here we go. Melanie. All right, that was Melody by Miss Ooh Wee. All right, now you better get it, girl. Ooh Wee. I know that's right, chopped and screwed. Right. That's how I like it.
I ain't mad. Word, she screws it up. You know what I mean? She slows it down for the smackly challenge to people like myself. You know what I mean? I'm smacked right now. And when it slows it down, I'm like, oh, this is definitely my shit. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what I mean? I'm smacked.
Exactly. Ooh wee. Ooh wee.
Did I hit a fire truck? Nah, why?
Because I could have sworn I heard a fire truck in the beginning of the song.
You smacked.
I don't know if
it
was a fire truck. You smacked. You know,
it
when people hallucinate. Yeah. It wasn't a fire truck.
That was
like.
That gets smacked, thumbs up. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess I'm meditating too much.
Thumbs up to that. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Ooh, wee. Definitely. I'm feeling that. So I'm ultra excited to have her on the show. She's definitely going to be. So you guys stay in tune for her date and time when she's going to be on. We're going to be getting to know her a little bit or whatever. We have one more guest for tonight, and it's Mr. Scott. So I guess without further ado, we should just give him a call and bring him on, you know. But I don't know. I'm in between a crescent road and a hard place because we have some callers. Let's see. Let's just take one. 305-728-9093. Caller, you on the air with the I'm Smack Boys and Miss P.
Yo, Smack Boys, they doing Miss Pizza Girl, Miss Ooh Wee.
Hey,
how
you guys doing? Ooh Wee. Exactly.
Ooh Wee.
Okay, exactly.
We
get
everybody that you play. We get everybody that you play. You know what I mean? They calling up. That's what's up.
Yeah, like I'm over here, like I'm vibing in the chat room on flow. You know, shout out to everybody in the chat room right now, holding it down. You know what I mean? I'm on the phone, like I'm over here, like geeked up. It's like I love your show. You know, like you said last night, was my first time tuning in. I love it, and it's never gonna be my last time listening to your show. You know what I mean? So shout out to you, the Smack Boys. You know what I mean? Shouts out to everybody in the chat room, my boy Ro. You know, I'm loving the show. Oh my God, I'm like, dig, I'm over here with a, I'm cheesing on my cheeks hurt right now. You feel me? Like, it's crazy.
You should be.
Definitely. And I want to give you a shout out while I have you on the air because, you know, you definitely went in like you said you was, and it's rare that you meet people that stay true to what they say they're going to do. So I definitely appreciate all the love on Twitter, all the love on Facebook. You definitely went off this morning, and I was just like, are you serious? Like, she really went in. So thank you for all the referrals, all the tracks, all the love, and I look forward to building with you, definitely, because you're awesome.
You're welcome. You know, we want to support you. Hey, speaking of Smack Boys, you said they have their own show coming up on a radio station or something like that?
Yes, they definitely going to have their own radio station.
This month we're going to have our own stuff coming up before the month end. We smack right now, so we can't really give you no details, but stay tuned to the show, and she's going to let you know
what's
going down.
Right now. I'm hella smacked right now. I mean, everybody in the chat room said they smacked right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm hella smacked right now. You know, I'm not high, you know, I don't smoke, and I'm not high, but I'm hella smacked right now.
Smack Nation, man.
Exactly.
Man. We here, man. Smack,
we're
here to represent y'all, man.
So it's basically Team Smack right now, you feel me? So it's all good right here.
Let's get it.
In Miami.
Let's get it.
305 Miami, Dade County, South Florida. Y'all already know, putting you on the map. Yep.
Exactly. So tell us about, you know, how you feel about the topic, because you've been listening in. So tell us how you feel about the topic about, you know, going through the phones and stuff of that nature.
I'm not going to lie, you know. I'm a guilty party right there. I'm real guilty. You know, I have dreams, and I go through the phones, and I get mad. I spit in the food. It's okay, you know. But, you know, I mean, we do it. I mean, girls do it. Girls can't say they don't do it. I mean, I do it, you know what I mean? I might see something or whatever, and I go ham, and then he explain. I'm like, okay. Or a girl might text and be like, hey, babe. And I'm like, what the fuck this bitch call you, babe? What the fuck? I snap, you know, I'm Haitian. I'm from the islands. Like, we snap, you feel me? But then, you know,
exactly.
I calm down because at the end of the night, end of the day, you know, he's with me all day or whatever. He's not at work, so it's all good, though. But I am a guilty party. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh. No, it's okay. We all are guilty. Like we were saying earlier, we all have our little guilty pleasures. No one is exempt from the guilt line. No one.
Honestly, I ain't never searched through nobody's phone. Me.
I mean,
that's
honestly,
me.
I haven't
never.
Either, but like I said, CR, I've tried to put on, like, every pair of eyeglasses I own to try to look across the room through the walls.
to see the phone. You know what I mean? Like, I literally don't want to touch it, but I literally want to look for on the screen and see.
Oh, you just want to know where it's at, just in case you want to touch it. Oh, there you go. Oh, it's on the counter, just in case I get the urge.
Like, I've seen it downstairs in your car in the glove compartment. You left it there. Why?
It's you know, ringing. I'm gonna look at it. I'm like the girl said. I'm gonna listen to the ringtone. You know what I mean? I mean, yo, the phone ring. I'm gonna see who it is. It's some chick, you know. I'm not gonna answer, but I'm gonna see the chick calling. You feel me? So, I mean, we girls do that sometimes, and boys do it too. Don't act like I don't do it too, boys. You know?
Definitely.
So, I gotta put y'all on front right there. But it's all good though. I'm loving the show. You're doing a great job. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really do. Thank you for the love. And I look forward to talking to you on your interview, definitely.
All right, so I'm going to continue listening in.
Okay, thank you, my love.
All right.
Yay. Smith. That was Miss Ooh-wee. She's definitely an awesome individual. I'm loving her finesse and everything already. Shout out to Blackheart Sin. Where have you been all my life, okay? Because he's in the chat room right now, and he was on an earlier show, like in the midway of the Intune show and everything, showing love and stuff like that. We had a good interview, so definitely shout out to Blackheart Sin. And, you know, shout out to everybody in the chat room, you know, Button Pusher, Tisha Robinson, you know, just Bicycle, Tony, everybody that took the time to, like, tune in, all the callers on the line and stuff like that, we just definitely want to tell you that we appreciate you guys for tuning into the Intune show with the Smack Boys. And, again, if you love Smack Boys, they're definitely about to launch before the end of the month, so keep your ears open because I'm definitely going to let you guys know when you can start listening into their show. So without further ado, I guess we're going to go ahead because time is winding down. We do have a lot of lines lit up, and if I don't get to everybody, please don't hate me, seriously, because I had someone, you know, Smack Boys, like, really go off on me one day. That was like, you know, I've been on hold forever, and I'm like, you know, like, calm down, dude. Like, I didn't know. So please call back in, and whenever. Like, I'm on the air, like, 4 days a week.
We would have had a toast session. Listen, I wish we would have been on that show when you would have had a toast session. A toast session is where we toast to this individual that want to get disrespectful.
Right, definitely. It was definitely like that. You know, but they didn't go off on me on the line, CR. They went off on me on Facebook, and then I had to block him because he wasn't getting the point, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Good
so, yeah, so definitely shout out to everybody that's on the lines. If I don't get to you guys, just know that I love you immensely, and I just definitely can't always answer the lines as promptly as I could want to. But we do have this other interview, so I'm going to just go ahead and call him up right now. His name is, I think I'm pronouncing him right, Tremaine Scott, but we'll have him, like, kind of fill in the blanks with that because anybody who listens in knows that I'm bad with names. You know, if people had, like, easy names like mine, like Miss P., then this thing wouldn't happen. Like, I wouldn't mix people up all the time and, you know, mispronounce their
names,
you know. Right?
Three letters.
Make it simple. CR, that's always what I say. If it was just three letters, then I wouldn't have messed it up. Because if I mess up three letters, then, you know, it's an issue.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Scott. This is Ms. P. from the Intune Show, and you on the line with my guest host tonight, the Smack Boys. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's going on?
Yes. Not for nothing. I just want you to say your first name for me or what you like to call.
Oh, Tremaine Scott. You can call me T. Scott, though.
T. Scott. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
T, two- and three-letter words, always the best for me. Definitely. Definitely. So tell us a little bit about your business and things of that nature so we can get to know you better.
Oh, yeah. What about the business? First of all, it's called CenterStageArtistENT.com. And what it is, it's a networking and marketing resource for all areas of entertainment from musicians to producers to management companies to models. The list goes on and on. So,
right. So what are some of the things that you guys offer people of talent?
What we do is we try to the ones that's in our area, we try to be hands-on with them, just, you know, to help develop them, you know, those that need help. And then we help them with their promotion, their marketing of their talent. And, you know, just try to steer them in the right direction. Sometimes we set up shows, things of that nature. We connect them with people that we're connected with, like magazine companies, things of that nature that we're associated with.
Definitely. So that's good. So is it like a fee for your services? Like, how does that all work? Is there like
packages? Nah, it's 100% free. It's 100% free.
Wow.
And we don't. Only thing we want in return is for you to just, like, you know, spread the word about us, and then just tell people to join. And it's real user friendly, just like your Twitter and your Facebook stuff. You know, you can upload pictures, videos, music, all kind of stuff. You can, you know, bio achievements, all of that type of thing, pictures. So it's real user friendly. You know, you can put up your links from to your Facebook and your Twitter also. So just in case people want to look at your music or your talent in another network, you can also do that too.
Right, definitely. So, you know, we have some chat comments saying, hey, T. Scott, you know, and stuff like that. So you're getting some shout-outs and stuff in our chat room and stuff. So that's
good. Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So I just wanted you, you know, to come on the show to kind of talk about your business and stuff of that nature so we can get more people in tuned to what it is that you're doing. And the reason I'm definitely supporting this, guys, is because how many people out there that own their own businesses that's out there really basically trying to push and promote you with your talents? There's not a lot out there.
Yeah, especially independent. Yeah, especially independent. A lot of people, they take out loans. And that's the thing that we didn't want to focus on. We didn't want to do all that. We wanted to do it independent with our own money, you know, create our own budget for it, and then just try to use all the channels that they have out now and just network it that way, you know, until we can be able to do it more on a worldwide base.
Definitely. And also another good marketing thing, and not to throw anything in the mix of your time or anything like that, but I noticed that I have Don Diva's marketing CEO in the chat room, and I just wanted to give her a shout out as well, Cece.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's definitely a good look too for those people that are in the chat room or listening. I'm gonna post her on my page so you guys can follow up with her as well as Tremaine Scott, because definitely these are people that you wanna be in tune with. Definitely. People,
oh yeah, I definitely
want to
link up with her.
Yeah, definitely. People that's not about their selves, and people that's out there trying to push talent, you know, and for nothing at all.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, that's a rare commodity, and it's just something that it resonated with me when you and I first connected, and I definitely wanted you to come on and let people know that, you know, this is what you're doing, how you spend your time.
Oh, yeah, most
so
definitely.
Definitely a good look. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah,
I love it.
Most definitely. And then eventually we're going to make it for, you know, we're going to make it so we can come out to different states and, you know, from the east, because we out here on the West Coast, so. You know, it's kind of hard because, like I said, it's independent, so we can't just jump on a flight and just go here, because we all got our own little separate lives already. So, you know, we just, like I said, we just do everything through the, you know, networking channels right now. And then we just trying to just connect with people all over and then, you know, spread the word. That's the whole thing. Just spread the word and then everything else will come to the forefront.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, tell people where they can, you know, find you. So those that are listening in and interested, you know, they can definitely link up with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you can Google the website. You can just Google Center Stage, and then we got plenty of pages on there. That'll pop up. But the actual website is centerstageartistent.com. That's centerstageartistent.com. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn, we're on there too. So you can look us up on those websites if you want to talk to me directly. That way you can hear from the from the horse's mouth. You just type in Tremaine Scott at on Facebook, and then you can connect with me on there. I'm always on there on my phone or on my laptop or whatever, so I'm always available. Ask me questions about it, because a lot of people like to hear from the people, you know. A lot of people might think it's fake because it's just like, it's just there. So it's always good to hear from people that's, you know, behind it. And then it makes people, you know, get the, you know, conception of like, okay, it's a real thing. So let's, you know, let me jump on here. So I don't mind doing that.
Definitely. And we appreciate you. And we, you know, we have thumbs up to you. We take our hats off to you. I know the Smack Boys agree with me when saying this, that we definitely, you know, love where you're coming from, because our mission is to empower others as well. So we definitely, you know, take you in as family now. So I definitely hope that
I appreciate it.
You.
That's what we're trying to do.
Definitely. Yeah.
Trying to build brands right here. Not just ours. Just trying to build everybody's brand. So
yeah,
that's what it's about, man. People doing hard work, independent. So that's the best way to do it. You know, we got to pave our own way.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And listen, people, he said
to.
Free. Don't be shy. He said free. Don't be shy.
Yeah, man, 100% free. Like, no, I'm not playing. It's free. It cost us to get it going. It's free for you. Take advantage of it. because there's a lot of websites out there that offer free, but then when you try to take it to another level, I ain't going to mention their names, but I know, I did my research. What they do is they say no charge, and then you start doing stuff on it, you network on there, and then they hit you with, oh, you want to do this and do that, and you got to fill out this form, and you got to put your credit card information, and it's going to cost you $100, $300. So
exactly.
That's what you don't want to do. You don't want to pay to play, you know, especially on a free networking site.
Exactly. Like, say who you really are, you know. Stop
yeah.
playing games before I report.
We're 100%. Yeah, we're 100% free. We can't throw nobody under the bus, but they know who they are. You know what it is. They're probably on the network right now and don't even realize it.
Exactly.
So,
but you know, we
just make sure you're not getting got for that, man. That's real important, because you know that just like in the industry, you get with a label that, you know, they promise you the world, but you don't even know. The percentage is 90-10. So you're getting 10% of every album sale, and they're getting 90. So
exactly.
Don't just be happy with any deal, man. Make sure you're independent. Get that E-40 deal, 80-20.
Exactly. You definitely want to, you know, follow those steps. And for people that definitely need some more information and insight on him, I definitely just posted Tremaine to my Facebook page for lazy people like me. And definitely hit him up and see what, you know, you guys could work out, because it's definitely a good look and something that I would definitely look into as far as,
yes.
you know, if I was an artist or a model or whatever the case may be, definitely a good network
yes.
system, definitely. So we
yes.
do appreciate you sharing that with us.
Oh, no problem, man. I was glad to come on anytime. I'm always ready to talk about this website. I could talk about this all night. You might have to tell me to be
right.
quiet.
No, it's not that I ever want you to be quiet at all. You know, I just wanted to just basically, like I said, let people know what it was all about and what you're doing, because hearing it from the horse's mouth is always, you know, what resonates with people most.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, so I'll definitely take the time, you know, thank you for taking the time to, you know, fill us in on that. And, you know, I'll continue
My
to,
thanks,
you know,
thanks
always
for having
keep
me on.
Plugging
thanks
that
for
in.
Having us on. I appreciate it.
No, not a problem whatsoever. And we'll talk soon.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You guys be safe
okay.
out there. All right.
Okay, you too, right. Tremaine. Have a good night. Yeah, so that was Tremaine. And, you know, he seems like, you know, not he seems like, but he's definitely, like, humble about what he's doing. And you can definitely tell a person
yeah,
that's trying to, that's doing something from their heart.
Right. I mean, shout out to T. Scott and the whole West Coast, you know what I mean? He said it's free.
Yeah. Now
that's
there's a lot of boys.
Exactly. They want some type of something. But at the end of the day, he ain't sound a little smack. He ain't sound smack to me. You know what I mean?
He
so that's a negative point. He ain't sound smack. He was on his job today. That's a negative
yeah,
point.
Yeah, we're
going to
take a point from him. Cause you, yeah, definitely.
Nah, I'm just playing radio. Your man, T. Scott.
Yeah, he's
on
radio.
Cool, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, my bad radio.
Definitely. So this
but
one is going to be called.
Like a good dude, man.
Yeah, he is a good dude. And definitely, you know, look him up ASAP. ASAP. And I just want you to know, I'm Smack Boys, before I go into this track real quick, is that, you know, the chat room earlier, and I didn't get a chance to put it out there, was like, definitely, I'm smacked, I'm smacked, I'm smacked, I'm smacked, I'm Smack Boys, I'm smacked. So your name was like repetition over and over in the chat room. So, you know, you guys are definitely, yeah, you definitely resonating with the Intune listeners, and it's just going to be an amazing thing when you guys really start your show, because it's just, you know, people that are listening in now, they'll be looking forward to it, because the people that support me, crazy enough to support my crazy behind, is definitely going to, you know, be out there supporting the Smack Boys radio show. So that's definitely
man,
something.
We love that. You know what I mean? We love that. We definitely love that, man, coming from CR, coming from the boy Flip. Miss P, man, I mean, we thank you for having us on tonight. You know what I mean? We did take over your show once, you know what I mean, where you wasn't on it at all. Didn't get too crazy. But we got, I mean, that was our first time on our radio, so we was a bit, you know what I mean? We was a bit, you know, we held back a little bit. But next time, man, listen, our show will be on before this month end, and we're going to get crazy tonight, man. And I know everybody's smacked tonight, so
it's gonna
we're going to light it up.
That's right. It's definitely going
to
be awesome.
That we listen to some episodes.
And now that we're about to have this music break, I'm about to go refill my cup. And
that's what I'm talking about, because I'm over here drinking my sake, and I'm empty. So I'm definitely trying to go fill up my cup so I could be smacked with you guys. So while this track is playing, you guys enjoy it. This one is going to be by Diamond Dallas, and this one is called One Thing Somebody Loved You.
Diamond!
Awesome.
So that was One Thing Somebody Loved You by Diamond Dallas. Amazing voice.
Wait.
Amazing.
I need to sober up for this comment right here, I'm about to say. Beautiful music. beautiful music. Beautiful music.
Yes. Yes,
beautiful music.
Definitely.
I'm done. Now I got to go back in smack mode. Sorry. But yes, that was a nice track. I love that track. It was beautiful.
Definitely.
I mean, it was nice.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
I couldn't even go
refill my cup because I got caught up in the song. Like, you know what I mean? Diamond Dallas. Matter of fact, I heard a track from Diamond Dallas. On Top of the World? Oh, man. Let me tell you, yo. On Top of the World, that track is so inspirational. Like, I heard that. It was hype. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Shout out to Diamond Dallas, man. Beautiful music.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say. Kevin's team.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to say, like, in the chat room, you know, I had a lot of people commenting on the song, which I love, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, one person said that too bad that she likes the ladies or whatever. But, you know, we just want to kind of respect the fact that regardless of people's sexuality, if they have one leg, two legs, one eye, you know, and, you know, one toe, we just want to respect the person for their individuality and what they bring forth to music.
Definitely.
Because of the simple fact that... She's very talented in the sense that she sounds better than a lot of people that's out here that has official contracts. And that's just my opinion.
Her voice is ready. She's ready.
You know, she's definitely good, and that's not
I mean,
I just kept it mellow tonight because it kind of resonated with the topic of the show.
Right.
You know, about, you know, how you love someone and then they don't trust you. That's kind of why I put that one on tonight. But she's definitely a good look. And for those that, you know, I posted her stuff in the chat room and on my Facebook page. Any more things you guys need to know, definitely look her up. Because, you know, I'm definitely into her. Yeah, definitely into her.
Diamond
Dallas.
Diamond Dallas.
Yeah, definitely. And the one thing that she's bringing to the industry right now is her individuality, because she's not trying to go and change her style up just to be accepted in society.
I mean, accept it.
So,
what do you mean? Accept it. Like, what do you mean by, like, I don't want to
because
get
a lot of people,
this,
believe it or not, a lot of people have an issue with the fact that she is a lesbian and that she is a tomboy. So basically, the reason why I'm putting that out there is because people need to be, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That gets sold to me and you, but not sold to a lot of other people. They have their comments.
Even if it was this is what I feel. If there's a dude out there that, I mean, hear her voice, I'm like, damn, I mean, I want her. Even if she liked girls, like, would you ever get to that point where you would get her? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
Like, she probably in love with somebody, you know what I mean, already. Or, you know what I mean? Like, whatever the case may be, there's a billion possibilities that you won't ever contact her or come in contact with this female. So, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if she likes dudes, likes guys, I mean, girls, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? She makes beautiful
music.
Sit back and enjoy it. Exactly, exactly. Beautiful music from Diamond Dallas. Let's get it, Ma. Keep doing your thing. We listening.
Definitely. Definitely. Loving it. Loving it. So we're going to take a call, guys. We're going to take a call, 850-390-9090. Calling you on the air with Miss P and the I'm Smack Boys.
Hey, this is Cece.
Hey, Cece. What's going on,
Cece.
Beautiful?
Hey, Ma. How you doing?
Good.
What's going on, Smack Boys?
We Smack. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you Smack?
I'm doing very good.
Are you smack tonight, Cece?
Just chilling.
Not yet. Okay, not yet. Not yet.
I don't know, but, you know, I'm good. I'm
tonight. Yeah, the I'm Smack Boys are not familiar with Cece.
Yeah, I liked everything that I heard tonight.
Should I know Cece?
Yeah, this is who I just gave a shout out to.
I'm the CEO of
Diva Marketing. Yeah, the one I just gave a shout out to for being in the chat room.
Oh.
Definitely a good look. Definitely an inspiration. Mm-hmm. Definitely
hola.
What I'm saying. Hola.
Hola. hey. But, I really liked the song that I just heard. It was dope. It was fresh. And it kind of would touch anybody's heart across America. If you're in love, man, you can feel that.
Right, definitely. Or if you were in love with someone and they just don't get you, you definitely can resonate with that
as
well.
I'm serious, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and you remember Cece Diamond had actually helped interview you. She co-hosted that day on the show.
Yeah. Really amazing person. Yeah. Just very intellectual and, I mean, talent. above all talent, and I was really feeling that, and I liked the interview before, so, I mean, I just had to call in and just kind of give y'all a shout-out and say it was just good, and, you know, this Mac Voice, y'all are doing some big things, and I see Tremaine is trying to get out there and do his thing, you know, so that's big ups to that, and I support that fully.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
I was just putting it out there, shouting you out, that you definitely are a force to be reckoned with. So, again, you guys, like I was saying, Don Diva the Marketing, this is CC, the official, you know, Don and Diva Marketing CEO. So definitely
Don
we have
Diva,
her on there. That's right.
Boy,
check her out. She is a beast.
Yeah.
Okay, she is a beast out there on the social networks. Okay? A beast.
Right.
Definitely.
I've seen her progress in the last couple of weeks crazy. You know,
yeah.
So what's your comment on the topic of the day real briefly?
Yeah, I was wilding a little bit in the chat room because I was thinking, you know, I like what old girl was saying from the Miami. You know, she says she's guilty of it. I'm not guilty of it yet, but I can understand, like, what you were saying, peeping across the room. Sometimes you want to know where that phone is at because it's like if they keep it on them all times, you know, it kind of makes you look a little suspect, you know. But you got to also trust your partner in the same respect. And, I mean, it's kind of a little crazy. You can drive yourself nuts trying to worry about what's going on in their phone. And I like what the other dude was talking about, how he locks his phone because of the music. You get people who steal music. I mean, it's kind of like you got to look at it in different retrospects as far as being personal or professional. So I think it's all about bottom line trust. Can you trust your partner?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you're giving them enough time and everything else, then you shouldn't have to worry about whoever's calling because, you know, you got steak and potatoes at home. You're not going to go out there for, like, taco meat.
You're not going to go out and say you need to go
some
buy a pack
do.
Of Snickers.
When they smack,
cigarettes
definitely,
never come
when
back.
They smack. When they smack, sorry, when they smack, they definitely go out there for taco meat.
Yeah.
Don't get smacked, y'all.
Think, you know, because, I mean, I don't want my privacy invaded, and I don't lock my phone per se, and it's more or less like, you know, if my partner wants to look at my phone and everything else, yeah, you can see who's calling. If you want to question me, ask me about it, I'll be honest with you, you know, it's depending on how you take it.
Right.
Definitely.
So that's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
and did you guys notice how sultry CC voice is as well? Like, she has a sexy voice.
Even
yo,
while
what is
this?
What is this? Sexy voice night? Everybody has a sexy
voice
night.
This is sexy
voice
night.
I don't know what to do.
I'm
confused.
Don't be
confused.
Like,
okay.
I'm like myself and flip. Like this, everyone else has a sexy voice. Oh yeah, and a couple of dudes that call, they don't have a sexy voice.
No, he had to smack that out right quick.
Huh? Right, I had to clear
right.
that up. No rainbow. No
yeah,
rainbow.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we definitely have to make sure we put out there. Like, you know, it's not the guys. It's not the guys. It's all the girls that have the sexy voices.
Definitely.
Yeah, you definitely.
Don
Diva. Yeah, people need to join in. It's hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely feeling that, CC, how the chat room has picked up 100, and I owe that all to everybody. You know, I can't even individualize. I just have to just appreciate the love that everyone is giving the Intune show. I'm definitely feeling that. It's, like, growing like crazy in the last couple of weeks and stuff, and it's all because you look
Mom,
out and you post.
You've been working hard and busting your tail. I mean, listening to you on the radio has been, like, live every time. It's just funny, good. Just good things.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm still waiting to hear back from you on that Thursday night thing. But, you know, we can talk off air about that because we don't want to ruin the surprise of it all if we get it all together. So
okay.
Definitely let some.
And Don Diva.
Okay, stay safe.
Anyway,
I just
want to
thank you for
back.
Taking the time. Thank you so much, CC.
You too. Bye.
Have a good night. So definitely, I just post Dawn Diva Marketing like page on my Facebook page, so definitely check her out and stuff. She is a force to be reckoned with. I mean, when she and I crossed paths, I remember, and this is not to put it down or anything, CC, this is just trying to show how fast and how vicious you are out there on the scene. I think she had about like 40 likes when I first came across her, like maybe 2 months ago or something like that, maybe three. Now she is tearing it up with likes. I mean, I lost count. Is it like a billion right now? She's definitely out here doing her thing.
Wow.
And, you know, she's connected me to, like, a lot of different people and stuff like that. So I'm definitely into Cece. And when I at least expect it and I'll just log on, it's always something with her saying retweet into show or something like that. And I kind of feel bad, see, because I'm not doing the same thing, returning the love, but just know that there's love out there, definitely. You know, I'm just trying to pick up the pieces and put things together so we can have a publication where Don Diva Marketing and stuff can publicize, and all the other people that's out there supporting the Intune show. Definitely trying to put all of that together, and I'm working really, really hard. I'm actually getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to a photo shoot tomorrow for the magazine. So it's definitely a lot going on, and, you know, I try my best to do what I can do, but I do appreciate all the love, once again, from each and every person that tunes in. So with that being said.
Ambition.
Yeah,
ambition.
Definitely. Definitely. And this
ambition,
track that was in.
Hard work. Sorry, ambition, hard work, man, but definitely get you where you need to be, where you want to be. I mean, like, let's keep working. I mean, never
give
up.
Yeah, definitely. Never going to give up, because at the end of the day, I ran into a lot of jerk faces. But I just want it's going to happen, because I don't give up on nothing that easily. So it's definitely going to happen. Okay, when y'all least suspect it, people going to be like,
bow. Wait. Mm-hmm. Jerk faces. What is that? I'm smacked, so it took 30 seconds for me to actually register that in my brain and process the information that you just put in my ear. You said jerk faces.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, jerk faces.
Okay.
I mean, if no one uses that word, definitely adopt it, because I'm learning not to be like a cursor, like stop cursing. Everything is not an F. Everything is not S-H-I-T. Everything is not this and that. So basically, I had to come up with supplement for that. So basically, people are jerk faces. People are jerk faces.
So, jerk
so definitely.
Faces would take the, jerk faces would take the placement of what word? Please let me know.
For pretty much whatever
know,
curse
right?
word that, whatever curse word you want to put out there, CR, is definitely what it is, okay? Okay,
okay,
jerk
I would say it, but this is not the Smack Show. It's not the I'm Smack Boy Show, so I'm not going to say it.
Definitely. So, I don't know. I was only sent a couple of tracks today, so I'm trying to make sure that I stay true to the game and definitely play the tracks that I told people that I would play, referred by Miss Ooh-wee, definitely. So I just want to go ahead and play another track real quick. And this one, because the show is winding down, another couple of seconds, we'd be out of here, guys. But I definitely wanted to play the Eighth Graders. And this one is called Prom Night. Now, I don't have them on Facebook, and I didn't have an opportunity to go on Twitter and kind of figure out their Facebook. So, you know, for those that know the Eighth Graders, just let them know that Miss P did stay to her word and play their song. And out of the few tracks they sent, this is one that I like the most. So let's listen in.
Do it.
I'ma touch you, baby. I talk in your ear, baby, come here. I wrap in my arms around you slowly, and baby, it's all that beat calls. All you gotta do, girl, if you let me know. Whisper what you like, and my it's so sweet.
coldly, just staring your eyes while I'm feeling your booty.
Girl, if you only knew what I've got to
do. If you only knew that,
what I'm touching
your body, baby, yeah. So, girl, it would be alright, they said.
All you gotta do, girl, if you let me know.
One day, special lady, on my hands. Real talk, slow dance. Sis gon' be that slow jam. Low my, you a winner. Prime queen, worry dinner. Other girls, no chance. All night we gon' slow dance. I don't care how we move or where we going. Long as I'm with you. All night long, yeah, baby. All night long, at least the after two. After this dance, we'll get a room. Fuck you early in the afternoon.
That's right, the eighth graders. So, you know, that was their prom night. Appreciate you guys submitting that in to us and things of that nature. You know, it's really a hot track. I have a few more, but I'll put them in rotation, guys. Definitely get back to me about whatever. So, yeah, guys, it's been like a great show. It's winding down now, and I just want to give my shout-outs as usual. You know, I'm going to give my shout-outs to the Smack Boys and stuff for coming and showing love with Miss P at the last minute. You know, it's just they're awesome.
Definitely.
And I'm just definitely excited about what you guys are bringing to the, you know, the radio with you know, your talents, your skills, your charisma, and the wittiness. And the funny thing about it is that we're talking about two intellectual gentlemen that really, really have it together. But it's just going to be so funny to see a different perspective of the intellect versus the alcohol and the weed. You know,
right,
so
right.
I'm just, like,
this is my thing. I feel everybody gets smacked, you know what I mean? In some type of way, even sip a little alcohol, you know what I mean? Hit a little blunt right there. Maybe, like you mentioned earlier, a little needle, you know what I mean? You don't do that, but
a little chalk lines, a little chalk lines and stuff.
You know what I mean?
Aerosol cans, you know, poppers.
Exactly, you know what I mean? I mean, any way you want to do it, you get smacked, you get smacked, you know what I mean? But listen to the boys, man. We talk about crazy topics, you know what I mean? We get it popping, you know what I mean? Like, we love music, we love everything, you know what I mean? We just intellectual individuals that get smacked, you know what I mean? Don't think we dummies because we get smacked. Dummies,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Not only dummies get smacked, you know what I mean? We're very...
No, for real.
It seems like that.
Yeah, it may seem like that, you know what I mean? But it's never that, you know what I mean? We
two individuals that get it popping and everything. You know what I mean? We can cover any topic that you want to throw out there, we're on it. You know what I mean? So don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Shout out to Miss P for having us again. Shout out to all the guests. You know what I mean? She had all the callers. All the beautiful music she played tonight, man. I'm loving it.
Exactly. I'm going to have to send that to you guys so you guys, you know, whatever tracks down one, I'll definitely send out. I don't think that any of the artists would mind me doing that. I also just wanted to put out there again, like, you know, the talent that, you know, both of them have. Like, you know, for those that don't know Flip, and his phone is kind of on, I don't know, Echo Zone, but I just wanted to kind of touch bases about him as well. Like, Flip is very talented, movies and directing and writing, and he, you know, you name it when it comes down to that aspect of the talented department, he's definitely got that, and that's the one of the Smack Boys and C.R. Bundy, producer, artist, you know, model. He does all those things, and I don't know if you guys caught the, you know, pictures that I put up of them, but definitely I'm going to repost them on my Facebook now, so those that want to follow them and stay connected to the Smack Boys, and, you know, I have people in the chat room right now just saying that, you know, they can't wait to listen to y'all, the Smack Boys, and posting you guys in bold letters. I'm Smack Boys, I'm smacked, I'm smacked, I'm smacked. So definitely, yeah, I mean, that's been going on throughout the whole show, and I just wanted to put that out there because I just want you guys to see the extent of love that you guys are getting, and your show hasn't even launched yet. So, you know.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. CeCe said, you know, I'm smacked. They like, she likes your personalities and, you know, good co-host skills. So she definitely wanted to, Patricia said that she saw the picture yesterday that I posted. So she definitely got a view when I played C.R. Bundy's track. And just for those that listen to the Intune show all the time, I just wanted to also, again, reiterate that C.R., one of the Smack Boys, is definitely the one who had wrote that song for me in like a second. Just a second, so, you know.
Miss P, you know, anytime. It was something like, you know what I mean? I knew you would start a show. I'm like, yo, he needs some music. Let me throw that up there. You know what I mean? It ain't a Grammy winner. But you know what I mean?
Why? You better go ahead with that. Don't ever disrespect my show or my song, or you would be out of here.
Sorry.
Smack Boys would be finished.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to go.
You,
I don't know how
it.
You took it, but I'm smacked. I'm smacked. Yeah.
Like, don't pay me no mind. I'm on drugs.
Right.
I'm on drugs right now. Definitely. So before we let you guys go, whatever, I just want to play one more track for the night because I like to close the show with a track. And I will be on tomorrow, hopefully. I don't know. I'm not looking good for me for tomorrow with this photo shoot and everything, with all the plans and all the shifting from different boroughs tomorrow. So hopefully I don't have to reschedule anything. But this track is called Lust for Life by C.R. Bundy, one of the Smack Boys. And I definitely wanted to put that out there. So here we go. Lust for Life. This is C.R. Bundy.
Rose.
Joey Brown Eyes and Rose. Here we go. Lust for Life.
Make it possible. I think we got that juggernaut love, feeling unstoppable. Yeah, and not even death could ever do us part. I swear we got that pathway we love forever, hunt your heart. But if there's ever an end, maybe you the start. And if my heart's the bullseye, baby, you the dart. It's worth describing your physical features, shit, simply art. And I'm never clipper, so we'll never part. You can't throw that much in the bag, go get a shopping cart. See, I never loved one so crucial, one of special things that you do. Got me thinking that it's voodoo. All the potion number 9. Goddamn, it's hard of mine. Used to think I had backbone. You chiropract my spine. And your spell I fell under. Used to have my guard up, but you doing COVID numbers. Just call it Dundee, cause your boy going under. I'm just a street rat trying to get in your cave of wonders. The wonders are going on that magic carpet ride. You just bring your heart and your smile. The rest I provide.
C.R. Bundy, Joey Brown Eyes, and Rose. Lustful Life, love it.
Thank you
for being so awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you, Flip, for being so talented and awesome as well. And I'm so stoked again and again. I don't know how many times I could say it, but I'll say it till I can't anymore for your show. And hopefully you guys will have me on one day.
Definitely. Like, as Miss P would say, definitely. Would you say, Flip?
Have a couple of appearances on there. Got to be on there a couple of times. You know, great.
Definitely. Come, that's Miss P. You know what I mean? For those who that don't know us, you know what I mean? We took over Miss P's show one time before. You know what I mean? You got to check the episodes. I think it was a Soul Raise event, something like that. You know what I mean? But we didn't get too crazy, like I said before. I mean, we're keeping it real mellow because we were taking over Miss P's show. We know how, you know what I mean, unexplicit as she gets. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
Definitely. Cece said, oh, my God, this song makes you want to go get some. Whew, sexy. I like the beat. It's primal.
I mean, hey, Cece, go get some. I mean, go get some.
Get
okay,
some, Cece, and then record it and send it to us so we can listen to it on the air, no?
No. Do that.
Okay, right. Miss P is serious about that one, Cece. Love you, girl. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in again with the Smack Boys and Miss P. And definitely want to appreciate all of the support, all of the chat room users. Shout out to James, by the way, James Kessie. And I know I mess up this name, his last name, Alessandro. Don't kill me. But I just became a family member. You know, I just adopted myself into the family. They're definitely, like, the good looks. I'm Smack Boys. James is, like, a wonderful individual on Facebook. I met him through Facebook. He's on it. Definitely. I will send you guys his link, and I'm sure he would be supportive as well. He's supportive to everyone, and he's just like kind of like a big brother on Facebook to everybody. So shout out to James.
Okay.
Shout out to Blackheart Sin. Blackheart Sin, Miss P wants an interview. Okay. Interview for interview, Blackheart. Okay. Get it together. Okay. I want to give a shout out
and
to Cece. Yes.
Blackheart Sin. Cece,
yes.
Don Diva.
Cece, Don
it, Diva. Doing it big tonight. Everybody that
right,
called
Ms.
in tonight,
Uli.
You know what I mean? Miss
mm-hmm.
Uli,
Keisha
Garo,
Robinson.
You know what I mean?
Okay, everybody
ahead,
who say locked on.
Carshay, you know what I mean? Let's do it, man. I mean, beautiful
Enigma.
Music tonight. Diamond Dallas.
Enigma.
Know what I mean?
The eighth graders.
Enigma.
Ro.
Eighth graders, 19th graders. My bad. My niggas with up.
Holla Stone Balls.
Yeah, definitely. So Blackheart just said he got
Miss
me.
Miss P, be here.
Yeah, he just said he got me.
Blackheart
so I'm
said what?
Awesome now. He said he Blackheart said he got me on an interview. So that's definitely a good look because Miss P need you know have to start pushing herself out there a little more. So I definitely want
right,
you know
right.
I want to be on there. Okay. So Tisha's saying Bundy,
Miss
Bundy.
P, man.
Okay, Mr.
Run
CR.
Deep to y'all, man. Flip.
All right, you get in love. You get in love.
Is, let me say one thing to you, Miss P, man. I love you, you know what I mean? Because you here for the people, you know what I mean? I love that about you, you know what I mean? Like, I'm smacked and all that, but I can still say what I feel. You know what they say? Sober thoughts to drunken, what is it? Drunken thoughts to sober words, something like that? Sober
I don't know. What do they say,
words.
Flip?
Sober thoughts to drunken words. Sober thoughts to drunken words. That's what it is. I mean,
I'm not functioning at
100%. Oh my God.
Yeah, we smacked the head tonight, man. Word up.
Okay. And this is what you guys are to expect on, you know, their show. And Tisha says, a drunk mind speaks sober words. So thank you for clearing that up for us. And as Cece said, you better say is drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. So definitely, you know, they're correcting
oh,
us.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm
saying
learning.
Right quick. A drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. Shout out to Cece. She knows what she's talking about. Let's do it.
And Tisha, too. Shout out. You know, they just phrased it different. You know, we have some intellectual
Tisha.
Individuals out there. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, for the unsmacked mind right now, because if you were smacked, you wouldn't be able to come up with that right now. You wouldn't even thought of it. I knew what it was. If I was unsmacked, I would have said it properly. But obviously, we know where I'm at.
Okay, being that we're smacked out here, we don't know what's happening. You know, I'm drinking sake right now. So for all those that's not into sake, let's go get a bottle. Okay, ASAP. So anyway, guys, I just want to thank you again, you know, because we got 2 seconds left to the show for coming on. Flip, I love you, miss you.
Yep.
CR, I love you, miss you as well. The I'm Smacked boys, guys, y'all better check them out. Tisha's saying I'm smacked, so you're definitely going to have a great.
Smacked.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have a great following when you guys launch. And I'm just, like I said, I'm your supporter all day, every day. And they're dying to hear, you know, and everything. They're just dying. Cece says she's dying here, laughing, saying we're crazy. So we definitely need medication, Cece. But, you know, we don't have health insurance, so we're not getting covered for the problems that we have. Okay.
Yeah, because I quit my job to do this full time. So I'm uninsured right now.
I was working on that AARP thing, but they said, you know, I had to get to 50, you know?
I get you.
I wanted Medicare Plan A, not B. All right, that's it. That's a good time.
I
got the sake. Right, the sake is kicking in, okay? So it's time to get this over with, okay, guys?
Let's wrap this up.
Right, so much love and shout-out to the I'm Smack boys again.
Smack, say your goodbyes, man. We're saying our goodbyes to Miss P tonight and the beautiful listeners tonight, man. We love everything about the show, Miss P. The movement is real. Let's do an in-tune show. Stay tuned.
I'm about to go self-medicate again after this.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
To the left and right hand.
It was just pregame. Just pregame. I ain't get drunk yet.
Now it's time to get it on and popping. So you guys enjoy that. Y'all be safe. And I look forward to talking to you all soon. You guys have a good night.
All right.
Miss B. Bye, babies. So, yeah, definitely shout out to I'm Smack Boys, all the beautiful listeners, like CR said and Flip said, keep your head up. I appreciate you all. I love you all immensely, truly, sincerely, and from the bottom of my heart. I just want to put that out there. I just really love you all to death. So you guys stay in tune. I don't know about the show tomorrow, but I'll keep you guys posted on, you know, what's happening because of the photo shoot. I may not be able to do the show tomorrow, but I'll let you guys know. Have a good night. I love you all. Stay in tune.